Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It is the last Wednesday of March, March 30th. March is kind of a cool month. We had five Wednesdays, so yay, we got to do five shows during the month of March. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am so happy that you are spending this time with me. Thank you for being here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network. I'm honored to have you tying in and listening in. I value your time, so I always strive to bring some exciting information and some great guests. And I'm really, really happy and excited about the guests that I have here today that we're going to be sharing some great information on really owning who you are and what I like to call stepping into your power and being the best that you can be. And today's show, especially as a woman, you know, back at the beginning of March, I mentioned that because it was Women in History Month, that a lot of the shows would be focusing specifically on women, women in history, as well as women in business and women to achieve the most that they could achieve in what they do. And I thought it would be fun to start off this show with a quote. You know, I love positive quotes. I love some people just so eloquently say things. It's like, don't even try to duplicate them. Just quote them and give them the credit. And along the line of really, really becoming the best that you can be, I'm quoting something by Byrd Baggett. It's B-R-Y-D, if you want to look him up, Byrd Baggett. And he said, "We must have the courage to bet on our dreams, to take the calculated risk and leave behind forever the internal forces that hold us down." And I emphasize the internal because that's kind of what we're going to talk about. Sometimes it's those internal forces or those internal voices that hold us back. And that leads me into the theme for the call today, becoming that best version of you, the real you, that you can be, and not what other people expect of you, not what other people have put on you or those internal forces that have held you down, but really becoming the best you can be. And that's why I am so excited to have with me our guest today, Dr. Anita Jackson. Anita, welcome. Are you there, Anita? While we're waiting for her to come on, maybe she has her phone on mute. I'm going to read her bio really quick and give you some background on her. She is just dynamic. I got the opportunity to meet Anita a couple of months ago, and I'm going to read to you what she is all about. Dr. Anita Jackson has an undeniable passion and mission to empower all women to boldly declare, "I am enough," and to mentor them to unapologetically pursue outrageous success in their life, in their personal life and business, with confidence, power, and conviction. This deeply embodied intention has led Dr. Anita on an amazing spiritual and life transformational journey that is redefining and reinventing herself personally and professionally, causing her to quickly become a key speaker, leader, and success coach to women. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about her experience here in her bio. It's pretty amazing. She has 25 years experience as a psychotherapist and 8 years as an organizational psychologist. Dr. Anita has literally worked with thousands of individuals, especially women, in empowering them to fully reach their potential and holistically become who they were created to be. Dr. Anita will tell you that she loves being a woman and strongly believes that women are amazing, powerful, and divine gifts to our human experience. Okay. Welcome, Dr. Anita, to the show. She had a little mute going on there on her phone. Let's see if we can get her on. Can you hear me? Well, I'm going to keep talking as we get going. We have one of the things that really attracted me to Dr. Anita, is her what she is doing in her life and her passion. Because I talk about really stepping into your power as an individual, and for the topic of this particular program, as a woman, really coming just intimately connected to your natural gifts, because those natural gifts are oftentimes things that perhaps we are not shining out to the world. We are not bringing to the forefront because of things that tend to hold us back from time to time. And sometimes those things are early childhood trauma. They're the way we were raised, cultural expectations, family expectations, those types of things. And that's what we have to kind of get past. Oftentimes, just due to the culture and the emphasis that culture, different cultures, and even our culture here in the United States, tends to put on women as a whole, there's that constant striving to become something more, to better yourselves. Now, I'm not saying that we don't want to, you know, do things that that create or that help us to become better individuals. What I'm saying is we really want to be okay with our natural brain gifts and our natural, the things that we are naturally meant to be. And I'm getting a message here that Anita is on now. Are you there, Anita?
I am.
Awesome.
You know how we always have such fun when we connect.
It seems to me when we were doing this on the opposite, it was me having all the problems.
It's payback, girl. That's all.
Well, welcome, Anita, to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. I love your energy. I felt that connection immediately when we first talked. So how are you down in Southern California? How's it going for you this morning?
Oh, it's wonderful. And thank you so much, Julie, for having me here. I'm excited to be a part of your show and being a part of what you're doing. And California is rocking it today. Let me tell you, it's gorgeous.
It is. We're kind of, you know, we've had lots of rain, but that's okay. We needed it. And now it's time for our sunny spring.
That's
so,
right.
Anyways, I really want to get in. We have a few minutes before we go to break. I really want to start out I read a little bit about your bio. You have accomplished some amazing things.
Thank you.
I didn't even mention in there that you have you're an international best-selling author of a book called Bold is Beautiful. So you've got a lot of things under your belt. I really want to hear, Anita, what led you down this path or to set these goals for yourself. What started you on this journey? And we'll hear a little bit about that for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and dive in more. But what got you started?
You know, Julie, that's really a fantastic question, because I think when people look at all the things that I've accomplished, they believe it's been very easy for me. And the truth be told, sometimes part of me wants to say, I actually don't know how I accomplished all this, because my background is I'm formerly a marriage and family therapist and organizational psychologist, and I thought I would be doing that for the rest of my life. But through changes of circumstances and situations, and I can share a little bit more about that later, I ended up on this new path. And I can say that this new path that I'm on in accomplishing the things that I've accomplished is really what I was called to do. So in truth, I got to do this new path because I was hiding. And I was hiding behind working really hard and, you know, accomplishing what I've accomplished in the educational side. And so now I am showing up and being the woman that I'm supposed to be, and it came through major losses. So that's the short and down and dirty answer.
Wow, it sounds interesting. I can't wait to hear more. So you know, the brain just absolutely intrigues me. So much. And being a psychologist and psychotherapist yourself, What was it? Was it human nature or was it your life experience that brought you into this field, do you think?
Both. You have to give credit to every aspect of what you experienced in your life and what you have learned and, you know, who you are becoming in the process. And so for me, I'm very grateful for my background as a psychotherapist or psychologist and how it has really helped me support other women and men around the world and becoming their highest and best self. But I also believe that my challenges, and I've had a lot of challenges in my life, you know, when people actually hear my story, they're like, I would have never known that you've got, you know, domestic violence in your background, you've got alcoholism in your background, you've got abuse in your background, you've got depression, you've got all these different types of major losses that have shaped me. But yet, deep in my soul and my spirit, I think God created me as a fighter. There's something in me that said, I won't let this be the end of my story. I don't care what traumatic experience I've gone through, which I've gone through several. Something in me said, I want more. I deserve more. I know that I can have more. I may not know how to do it, but I know it's there. And that's really what I think pushed me forward and continues to push me forward in accomplishing what I've accomplished in life. I just refuse to give up.
That's awesome. Tenacity is our best friend sometimes,
yeah.
Right? And I think that happens
really
a lot. I think people meet individuals and they, you know, you probably came across very refined and very well put together and no one had a clue or has
a clue.
I mean, I would have never guessed that. These are things that are new that I'm finding out that you have had to go through to come to that point because you created the I Am Enough Institute. And when we come back from break, I really want you to, you know, take us a little bit more on that journey and how and why you created this to reach out to other women to help empower them.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna take a break here in just a couple of seconds. So be thinking about that and be thinking about how you can help that. And for those of you listening, I want you to be sure and connect with Anita. I'm going to give you lots of connecting details at the end. And she has an amazing Ultimate Woman Conference coming up that we're going to be telling you about. So go ahead and refresh your tea, refresh your coffee, get comfortable so you can take in all the gems of wisdom that she has to share with us. And we will be back in just a few moments on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Salt is in nearly everything we eat, and many times it makes food taste so delicious. Even though the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommends limiting sodium to less than 2,300 milligrams a day, Men's Health magazine states that the average American takes in about 3,300 milligrams of sodium every single day. Your body needs some sodium to function properly because it helps transmit nerve impulses. It influences the contraction and relaxation of muscles, and it helps maintain the right balance of fluids in your body. But most of us are getting far more sodium than is recommended. Check out the sodium content in the foods you are eating and limit soy sauce, Parmesan cheese, bacon, smoked salmon, ramen noodles, and salami. It's time to kick the habit of too much sodium. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
From quantum physics to metaphysics, cryptozoology to conspiracy theory, energy healing to angels, on Into the Light Paranormal Radio, we're here to tell you that just because you haven't experienced it doesn't mean it's not real. Each episode, Kitty Janis, Kimberly Rinaldi, and their guests have one goal, and that's to bring another conversation and another bit of consciousness into the light. Into the Light Paranormal Radio, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. We have such a nice, juicy show for you today. Lots of information. Anita is just inspirational. And so what I want to do, we're here with Dr. Anita Jackson, and I want her to expand a little bit more. We started talking about your journey, Anita, and what kind of your past and what kind of led you into this field. So can you just kind of expand on that? Really, what were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome? Because I think it's important. I want anyone listening to realize that it doesn't really matter what your obstacles are. You mentioned a little bit on break to me behind the scenes that it doesn't have to define you. So kind of take us through that, if you will.
Well, you know, it really is a long twist of a turn type of a story. Being a child who grew up in a, you know, broken family, although I'm grateful that my mom loved me and did the best that she could to raise my brother and I, it really was a broken family. Our father wasn't there. And then during my childhood, I was a very rambunctious, very, you know, loud and charismatic and intense type of a child. And, you know, for a while I was grew up in a family that was very, how do I want to say it, believed in rules and regulations and, you know, being a certain way. And I didn't fit that mold in a lot of ways. And so it wasn't until years later that we found out that, you know, I'm, you know, conditioned or diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And so when I found that that was a part of who I was, it really made sense. I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense now, because, you know, school was very difficult for me because of this whole thing of ADHD. But at the same time, when I realized that that was a part of who I was, again, it didn't define me. It was just a part of who I was. It became my golden ticket to really understand that, you know, I've got this brain that's amazing. Since you talk about brain, I know you understand this. My brain thinks very deeply, thinks fast. I have a lot of intents. I take in everything. I process things very quickly. But with that, because I was processing and seeing things and understanding things and then had a really developed intuitive self as a young age, I felt like I didn't fit in, which is part of, you know, why the whole I'm Enough Institute came about, is my experiences and journey in my life with, you know, sexual child abuse, different types of traumas that I've had, major types of losses that I've had in my life. It taught me that, or made me believe that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't smart enough, I wasn't thin enough, I just wasn't enough. And in that, unfortunately, I started to shut down and become very depressed, had issues with depression. As a teenager, made 3 suicidal attempts on my life, and by God's divine love and nature, obviously I'm here today. And problems with eating. It's whatever challenge someone has gone through, I have probably experienced it. And yet, at the core of me, something in my heart, my life's purpose, my life's destiny, my DNA was saying there's more. And that's really what fueled me forward. And the only thing I knew to do was to work hard. So I got a job at a university, and luckily, I was working as a secretary, and so the department chairs were noticing, hey, you're a smart cookie. You should go to school, get your degree. You can go to school for free since you're working here full time. And that's really what started my journey on the educational track. Teachers pushed me through my whole entire career from my bachelor, my AA, my bachelor's, 2 master's, and then my doctorate. I had, you know, mentors basically moving me forward. But the real change, Julie, that put me on the path that I'm in took place 4 years ago, 2011, or actually, 5 now, 2011, when I got laid off from my job. And that turned my world literally upside down. From that point forward, it was about 2 years after that, I, you know, had savings. I'd applied for 367 jobs since being laid off, and I only had 1 interview. And now these are jobs that I was qualified for. So obviously, you know, God and universe are saying, yeah, you're not going back to this. You had done it for 25 years. You're done. Now it's time for you to move into this new calling of yours. But of course, I didn't understand that because my mind was in survival mode. It was in, I need to figure out how am I going to pay my bills. I just bought this house. I just bought a car. I just graduated from school. I've got this major school loan kicking in. Oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I just got laid off from my job. My private practice was beginning to slow down because of the crash. And all these things and traumatic situations were happening. And it wasn't until 2012 that I was invited to speak at, it was basically a retreat in Hawaii, all expenses paid trip. All I had to do was get out there, got out there, and while walking through the Hawaiian rainforest, I had this major revelation. It was actually the way the story goes. It was this gorgeous, beautiful clearing as I'm walking through the rainforest, and I stopped to really just kind of take it all in, and I divinely heard at that moment, Anita, you're not being the woman we created you to be. And, of course, I'm rattling off, what do you mean? And telling, you know, this is what I've done. This is all the things that I've accomplished. What does it really mean that I'm not being who I want it to be or I'm designed to be? And it was from that point that I got this download that I was going to write books, that I was going to be speaking on stages, that I was going to have my own TV show, I was going to have my own TV network, I was going to have a radio network, that I was going to be traveling around the world. And, of course, I laughed, thought that was funny because, you know, me, I don't like taking pictures, and or at least at that time. I'm like, I don't want to do this. This is so not me. You must be talking about another Anita Jackson because I don't like taking pictures, and I definitely don't want to be in front of a video. So this is the wrong person. And then, of course, it got really quiet, and as we're walking, continuing to walk up this particular path that leads us to this 187-foot waterfall, as soon as I got there, I hear again, if you say yes to your destiny, you'll be blessed like this waterfall. It'll flow like this waterfall. So I'm like scared. I can feel the power of God, the universe, source, spirit, whatever word you want to use, just pouring into me. And I just said yes. And literally that changed my life. All the doors opened. And like I was saying to you before, it was at that moment that I realized everything I've gone through, every setback, every heartbreak, every disappointment, every traumatic experience that I have gone through has served and will be serving a greater purpose. And that's my mission here on Earth, is to empower women specifically to know, I don't care what you've gone through, the end result is, every single part of your life and who you are in this moment have great value and great purpose, and you are enough. You always have been, and you always will be.
That's so awesome.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's awesome. It's very inspirational. You know, it's sometimes it takes a knock on the side of our head like that too.
Yeah.
To help us to realize.
Yes, for the stubborn ones.
I know, you know, and that happens so much, I feel, to people, especially to women in this culture, because there's just so many expectations, and between, you know, what media puts out there that we're supposed to be, what
right.
our family says we're supposed to be, what our teachers say we're supposed to be, all of these mm-hmm. different things, and your journey into, you know, the brain and dealing with what so many people, I love that you stated it in such a positive, you know, your ADD or ADHD, you stated it with such a positive twist. And it so often is such a, you know, it's such a negative label.
It's so funny. I celebrate it because it's like, it finally made sense. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's what it is? Okay, great. Now, since that's what it is, there are ways to deal with this, correct? They're like, yes. There's not only, you can do it a natural way, there are certain strategies you can use that will support you in school. And when I learn them, that's when things start to improve for me. And I still say, hey, my ADD makes me quirky. I love it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm very grateful for it. I mean, it helps me forget things I don't need to remember. So I'm like, hey, it works. when I need to laser in, it's fantastic. When I need to forget something, I can just let it go and go, I don't remember saying that. It's gone. So I'm like, see, it works.
That's so awesome because it's so important that we look at ourselves and we don't see those parts of our personality that just aren't our gifted areas, or they're special, unique things about us, as beautiful and part of who we are. They're mm-hmm. in our DNA, and trying to fight against them, trying to change them, it just mm-hmm. it causes all of this extra energy in our
trauma.
Brain. Yeah, trauma. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you're a perfect example of what we're always trying to encourage people to do. Recognize where your strengths are and just go, okay, I'm going to use this. I'm going to become the best that I can be.
And that's the beauty of what you were just saying, is that we have been given the right and the power to make a new decision at any point in our life. And I was known when I was a psychologist, known as the reframe queen, because I would just reframe things. I mean, it could be the most traumatic situation. A client was just raped, and I'll say, I know this is horrible. I'm sorry that you've gone through this. I hate that you've even gone through this, but there's good here. Here's how there's good, and then I'll bring forth, you know, here's what my mind sees. Here's what my heart sees, and I'll bring it to them, and then you'll see this change in their eyes, because they realize it doesn't have to end this way. I can take my power back and change it to something very powerful and life transformational, like what you were just saying.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. And if we can get more people to think that way, more women to think that way, imagine the movement, right?
Seriously. Oh, my goodness. That gave me chills.
Exactly. And I'm assuming that this is what led you to create the I Am Enough Institute and the radio or the television show and the network and everything that you're developing. And we're going to move into a break here again, another short break. But when we come back, I really want you to take us, you know, bring us more current. So you've gotten this direction now that you need to go in, and you're creating this dynamic business around your gifts. And I love that. And I want you to be able to share that with us when we come back, if that's okay. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So we are going to take a real quick break. Like I said, heat up your tea, get comfortable, and get ready to come back and join us again as we find more from Dr. Anita Jackson and her journey on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome to TogiNet, radio with a cutting edge.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff. And find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Are you ready to go beyond happy and to live joyfully? Tune in to Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi. Kimberly believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. Each week, Kimberly shares from decades of combined experience to help you go past happy and get to joyful living. To truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. Lessons in Joyful Living, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with my amazing guest, Dr. Anita Jackson. Anita, thank you so much for sharing with us prior to the break your journey and what kind of led you to where you're at. And I want you to kind of bring us kind of current now. So what did you, I'm assuming that this path is the reason why it led you to create the I Am Enough Institute. So tell us a little bit about that and how that, what you're doing to get that message out to the world through that program.
Well, thank you, Julie. Well, it's actually been a very interesting journey. Once I entered into the whole, well, let me start back at the college days. So I was formerly a faculty professor at a university, and I often was doing different types of workshops and seminars for students on campus. And so one of the conferences that I did was called I Am Enough. Now, 9 times out of 10, as you can imagine, students are running from class to class, so a lot of students typically don't show up to these, you know, lunch hour type of conferences. You'll get maybe 10 at the most. That particular workshop that I offered at ours, 87 students showed up for that particular workshop on I Am Enough. I was shocked. Actually, when I walked into the room, I screamed. I'm like, ah, oh, my God, where'd all these kids come from? Because it's like, whoa, I didn't expect to have such a huge response off of just that phrase, I am enough. And it was at that point that my eyes was opened and I started to realize that this is an issue, that so many young women, literally my particular, because I also worked as a counselor on campus, so my particular caseload was overloaded. And my boss was like, well, what happened that everybody's wanting to see you? And I'm like, I talked on this message of I Am Enough. And then sure enough, it started to show up in my private practice. So that's really how the I Am Enough Institute came forward, is I wanted to start focusing on how do we empower women and men to start owning that, again, like I said before, your story is just a story. It is not the final. It's not the end result. It's not how it has to end. You can change that. And so I wanted to use my own personal experience of not feeling good enough and what I have learned along the way to heal that and help other people do the same thing. So that's what the I Am Enough Institute. Now, I have to admit, the I Am Enough Institute has now faded out, and we do have our own online magazine. So the magazine now focuses on communicating information and messages that support that message and that movement of empowering women to own the I Am Enough. And you can see all of our past issues and our new issue that's coming out in September at IAmEnoughMagazine.com. So that's easy to remember and get caught up and be inspired on all the different kinds of messages that we are conveying through our magazine. But now, to kind of bring you forward and current, I have a new calling. And that calling is really to empower women to release and remove those limiting beliefs, of which there are 7, that specifically and unconsciously affect how we show up, how we live our life, and how we make an impact in our family, our community, and in the world. And so now, and with that, I feel that the newest calling that's on my life is to create these amazing platforms that allows spiritual, heart-centered, conscious women entrepreneurs to share their message with the world. Julie, I know you know that the Dalai Lama gave this powerful and amazing proclamation that the Western woman, and I'm going to remove the word Western and just say women will change the world. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a part of that calling. I'm a part of that solution. And so I'm providing these different platforms of radio and TV, magazine, books, teleseminars, live events, my TV channel. These are the different resources that I have and am connected to others to support women entrepreneurs to share their message in that kind of way, so that we can create this tipping point of healing and spiritual restoration and a higher level of wealth and abundance to come forward, because you and I know that when a woman is really grounded in her truth, when she knows that she's enough, when she unconditionally accepts herself and unapologetically believes in her dreams and desires, and those limitations are no longer an issue in her life, that's when she can change herself, her family, her community, and the world. And so that's what I'm about now.
That's awesome. You know, it really hits on one of the things that I try to emphasize so much to people. And we just had a couple of weeks ago, what the topic of the show was, the power of words and how just what we're thinking, the words that we say to ourselves in our brain, create those limiting beliefs or support mm-hmm. those limiting beliefs, even though we don't realize we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And it literally, you know, changes the chemistry in our brain. And so it's working to reverse those pathways and create that consciousness, that thought process that, as you said, helps them to unapologetically step in and realize that they have amazing gifts to bring. Real quick, are there any main steps that any of the listeners could walk away right now and do? Practices, your favorite tips that you would share with someone that could help them get past some of those limiting beliefs, or maybe even just start to identify them, because sometimes you don't even realize they're there.
That's right. 9 times out of 10, I'll say most of us don't even realize they're conscious, because we've been saying them so often and we've been believing them for so long that they're just a part of our everyday language now. So, for example, one of the things I hear all the time, drives me crazy, is I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough and I'm not ready. I'm not good enough and I'm not ready. And then what's now beginning to merge is I don't have enough money. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Do you realize that by saying those kinds of things, you're creating that limitation to continually exist in your life, and it energetically holds you back from really showing up in your life and experiencing the life that you were designed to create. So those are just, you know, the 3 of the 7 that just, you know, I hear on a regular basis with my clients. So to kind of answer your question, I think the very first thing that any person needs to do to break free of those limiting beliefs or any kind of challenge in their life is they have to practice self-awareness. And that means looking at yourself, looking at your life, looking at your thoughts and your emotions and your behaviors from a non-judgmental place. It just is. This is what's happening. This is what I've been thinking or feeling or doing. And I'm going to be truthful with myself. And you and I both know that when you are in this place of self-truth, freedom comes. Pressure is released. So that's why the number one step, and that's actually the number one guidepost to developing the I'm enough mindset, is you start off with this place of self-awareness from a place of non-judgment, just fully acceptance and saying, you know, all of us, there's not a single human being on this planet that hasn't had good, bad, and ugly happen in their life. And so you are no less, no better, no greater, no worse than anyone else on this planet. You are just the same. Now, are your circumstances maybe different? Absolutely. But you can have the same kind of results by being self-aware. And then from there, the next step is, okay, now that I'm aware of what I have been doing that may be holding me back from really showing up in my life, I need to forgive myself for maybe not really pursuing being my best version of myself, pursuing my dreams and desires, forgive myself for letting other people taking my power away. I just need to forgive myself in the totality of what that means to forgive. And basically forgiveness says I acknowledge what I've done and I choose to let it go in this moment. I accept the good that's come out of it. I accept the lessons that's come from it, and I just let it be what it is. And then once you can forgive yourself, that third, you know, point or guide point would be, now I start to practice self-love. And self-love says, I am taking care of me, whether that means, you know, exercising, journaling, working with a mentor, listening to radio shows like this that are going to inspire you, participating in certain types of mastermind groups, whatever it takes to help you become your best version of yourself, then self-love says, I will do that. That is the greatest way to develop your receiving muscles, because we as women are very good at giving, we're not so good at receiving. So when you're giving yourself self-love, when you're investing in yourself, when you are participating in things that supports your highest development of yourself, then that's a great way to learn how to receive.
I love that. Those are some great steps. And I the self-awareness, I think, is huge. It's huge because so many people, like you said, you know, you drop something on the ground and you're like, oh, I'm so stupid. And you don't even realize what you're really saying to yourself.
That's right. That's right.
You know, when you
it's
do
the foundation. It's the foundation of who we are is being self-aware, because then that's where our power is, because you can make a decision every time.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not stupid. It just happened. You know,
yep.
It just is what is. And I think the self-love gets misunderstood a lot of times too. You know, you mentioned exercise or being with a mentor. It's not taken in the, I think sometimes it's misunderstood as in you have to just like put yourself first, and it's not that. It's taking care of yourself. It's emotionally and physically taking care of yourself, because you can't give completely if you're not caring for yourself completely, because how you treat yourself is how you're going to treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
So
self-love basically says, you know, at least from my humble opinion, self-love says I acknowledge that I exist.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to care for
that. I think that's simple.
Yeah.
I acknowledge I exist, and like you were going to add on, I have to, in order for me to exist well, I have to take care of me holistically.
Right. Right. I agree with that. I agree with that totally, because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not feeling well, you don't have energy, you're snapping at other people. It's just this whole...
Not going to work well.
It's not going to work well. All right, we're getting ready to go back to another commercial break. And when we come back, you have designed an amazing conference, the Ultimate Women's Conference. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and what you've got coming up with that, and share with the listeners how they can connect and how they can become a part of that, because it's an amazing event that I am honored to be able to be a part of. And I'm so looking forward to it coming up here in June. So with that in mind, just... everybody stand up, stretch, do some deep breaths during the break, and come back later in a minute on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Frequently drive on a street named Cemetery Hill, which makes me wonder who got to name these streets anyway. Whoever named Psychopath Road in Michigan, for example, must have been off his cursive. I mean, who would ever want that for a mailing address? In Alabama, there is a This Ain't It Road. I guess this is where a lot of lost drivers end up. Personally, I would like to live on Slim Bottoms Road in Mount Vernon, New York, even though some might say that would constitute a bit of a taradiddle. That's a little white lie. So what do you call the business of naming things? Onomastics. Finally, there's Little Schmuck Road in Indiana and Cannibal Road in California. I'm sure that keeps people from trespassing.
It's marching.
Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff. And find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here with Dr. Anita Jackson, having a wonderful time. I'm loving this show, Anita. I'm so happy that you were.
Oh, good.
You have been my guest. I love your messaging, and I love what you've been talking about. And before we went for break, I mentioned that I wanted to discuss the unlimited. I said ultimate. Ultimate. So this is the ultimate unlimited. No, this is the unlimited.
There you go. That's right.
The Unlimited Women's Conference. So this is really to let yourself just stop with any of those limiting beliefs. But tell us a little bit more about why you created the conference, what your goal is with the conference, and then when the next conference is.
Awesome. Well, so the conference really fell into my spirit earlier, the middle part of last year, 2015. And how it kind of merged was, as I stated earlier in the show, that I had lost my job, had been laid off. And the first 2 years of that, you know, I was fine because I had a nice, pretty savings that was able to take care of me. Then after the savings disappeared, I was now faced with what am I going to do? I've got all these responsibilities. How am I going to make this work? And then had major losses after loss, lost my house, lost my, car, lost my husband, or not my husband, but the man I thought I was supposed to marry, major traumatic losses. And those losses brought me face-to-face with my own belief system, my own limiting thoughts and beliefs about myself, about my situation, about life in general. And so it was in a huge loss when my cousin, who I was very close to, passed away. During all of the other losses that I had, that I got confronted with, I'm either going to continue to allow these thoughts, these limiting beliefs, to affect the rest of my life, or I'm going to make a decision to change them. And so, again, that sense of tenacity and that spirit inside me that says there's more to this kicked in finally. And I decided, I really want to change the way I'm seeing my life, the way I'm living my life. I want to experience something grander. What I realized was that deep, 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 deep inside of me that I had been ignoring pretty much most of my life was this huge desire to be a celebrity. And I'm not talking about being a Hollywood celebrity or an actress or anything like that. That doesn't interest me. Never has, never will. But when I mean celebrity, I mean being a person who shows up in life that I can be a support and a role model to other people to living the greatest and best life that I believe that God has created all of us to have. And so it was from that decision that I started to see how many people, women specifically, were really struggling on a regular basis with these limiting beliefs. And Julie, I was sharing with you earlier that in psychology, we are taught that those limiting beliefs are developed based on when you survive some sort of challenging or traumatic experience in your life. So if you've had a major loss, your mind, and you survived that loss, you lost your job, you lost a loved one, you heartbroken, whatever the situation may be, if you survived it, then the brain and the subconscious mind and your soul, I'm not going to say your spirit, but your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, says, this is how far I can go now. I can survive up to this point. And then from there, that's how it conditions the rest of how you live your life. And so I made a decision that that wasn't going to be the end of my story. and I wanted to push past those limiting beliefs. So that's when I started to really pay attention to it, came up with some specific rituals and processes of how I can move past them. And then 2015, I just started to see major changes in my personal life as well as in my business as I'm moving through these different types of challenges. And so that's when I got the download, which means it came from God, source, spirit, and then I got the upload. So it was already in my spirit. It was already in my truth, came forward that this is the new message that I'm supposed to convey forward. So the conference is called The Unlimited Woman, Empowering, and we spelled empowering, I am, and then the word powering. And the reason why we did that is I want you to be empowered that you can change your life, business, and wealth for more. So the conference name is The Unlimited Woman, Empowering Women to More in Life, Business, and Wealth, that you can take your life back. You can make a decision to live to the fullest and then have the specific strategies to helping you do that. So I called out to quite a few people and said, here's my idea. I'd like to do this conference. It's a two-day conference. Right now it's taking place June 17th and 18th, which is a Friday and a Saturday, at the Marriott Hotel in Los Angeles, California. And the way the conference is being designed is Friday we're focusing on your personal success development. So we have keynote speakers, and then after every keynote speaker, we're offering several workshops. And those workshops, my requirement of all of our workshop facilitators, of which, Julie, you're offering several workshops there, is that you are providing practical step-by-step strategies that women can implement in their life, in the room, and after the conference to help them remove those limiting beliefs so they can step more fully and more powerfully and more confidently and unapologetically into their personal life and into their business. And so that's what's taking place on Friday. Friday night, we're doing an award ceremony where we're awarding right now about four women with the Unlimited Woman's Award who have shared their story of challenges, but they've overcome them. And so you're going to hear their story. We're going to acknowledge them for what they've accomplished. You'll hear what they have done. And then Saturday, we focus on the entrepreneurial side. And that's where we're going to be focusing on your business. So we're looking at how do we help you take your business to the next level? How do we help you make the money you need and more so that you can change your life, you can change your community, and you can be a part of the solution of changing the world. And so that's what the conference is all about. And you can find out all the details at my website, which is dranitamjackson.com.
Awesome, awesome. And I am so privileged to be able to be a part of that conference. I'm so looking forward to it. And that's one of the reasons why I really want to let everyone know, not just, you know, whether you have something that you're struggling with in your personal life or your business life. And I love the way that conference is set up to address both of those things. And that it will be amazing fun. You'll get to hear, obviously, more of Anita's story and a lot of other dynamic stories as well. So thank you so much for being on the call with us today. Anita, I feel privileged to have you as a business associate and a friend now, I hope. And thank you so much for doing this. In addition to being able to connect with and find out more information about the conference, by going to dranitajackson.com, you can also, what I have done is I have put up a link on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.com page. So it's my page on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network, and you can find that at brainladyspeaksradioshow.com. And there is a picture of Miss Beautiful Jackson and a link to the Unlimited Women's Conference. So you can go there and click through and get all the information and the deets on that particular event, time and where to stay and how to register and get the tickets. And I would suggest getting them. You are doing an amazing job of getting the word out here about that event. So if you're listening, I would get it before it sells out.
we're expecting this to be a big conference, and I there's so much that we're going to be doing at that conference that we haven't even really mentioned yet to really support all of the women who attend in making 2016 your best year yet. And the only way you can do that is you've got to remove those limiting beliefs and behaviors and emotions that prevent you from showing up fully, and we can help you. You know, we've got 15, this is the, I think personally, this is like the most powerful women's empowerment event ever, because so many women are coming together to support other women to being successful. And that's just like my biggest thrill. So I love it.
Very cool. Very cool. So we hope that you will join us there. And if you want more information about it, go back. I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the recordings. We're also now on iTunes. I'm so excited about that. So you can... Yeah, you can find us on iTunes under Brain Lady Speaks. If you just type in Brain Lady Speaks, you're going to find me. So you can listen to, download the podcast there, or go back on the, again, on the show page, and you can listen to any of the older shows. We've covered a lot of interesting information on the science behind the psychology of what makes you tick and how to achieve more in life and business by understanding that. And we are, if you have questions, send me an email, connect with me. Email me at info@brainladyspeaker, that's brainladyspeaker.com, or connect with me on Facebook. Purple Brain Lady is my business page, the Brain Lady Speaks business page. You can find out, I always am posting interesting things there. You'll see some posts that I share there of Anita's. So join us and connect with us everywhere. If you have suggestions, ideas, comments, for that you would like to see covered in new shows, then please email me. Send me an email or Facebook message me. I would love to hear from you. April is going to be exciting. April is actually National Autism Month. And so we're going to focus a lot on those mental things, those disabilities that sometimes hold people back, and how to understand them, how to care for the caregiver. So those are some of the things that I want to bring to your attention. And I want you to absolutely keep in mind that quote that I said earlier by Bird Jackson, that you have to have the courage to bet on your dreams, to take the calculated risk and leave behind forever those internal forces that hold you down. So until next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, thank you, Dr. Anita Jackson, for being my wonderful guest today. Join us at the Unlimited Women's Conference, and meet me back here next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Until then, have an amazing week. Rock it.
For tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite